All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the show, Coast to Coast, around the world on American Forces. It's our pleasure now to welcome Marshall Orrick to the show. His new book is called Both Feet on the Ground. Marshall is an extreme endurance athlete. He's done a lot of things that people might say are crazy, he would say are great. And now with this book, Marshall, you're saying not only is going outside good for you physically, but it's therapeutic as well mentally. It's the whole deal, you're saying, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. You know, I highlight certain things like air, fire, water, and how we can connect with that. So, you know, with the elements of the earth, as well within the book, what I do is I talk a little bit about how our food is sourced, and I talk about that. But, yeah, it's very healing to go outside, as we have discovered, particularly with COVID-19.
I saw a study the other day, and I believe the number was 93%, and that was the amount of time the average human spends, at least in the Western world, spends indoors. I wouldn't think you fit into that 93%. What would be your percentage of having a roof over your head day in and day out?
Well, I would say maybe a third of the time when I'm sleeping. Other than that, I try and be outside most of the time, and particularly like doing extreme events, of course, being outside, because it helps me connect not only with the earth, but, you know, of course, myself.
What is it about? I mean, you've done things like, I mean, first of all, climbing Mount Everest, that would be in and of itself the adventure of a lifetime. But for a guy like you, that's just one little box that you tick and you just go on to the next thing. What is it about you that you think, is it sort of a Sir Edmund Hillary, I'm climbing it because it's there type of situation?
You know, not so much. I think it's a personal challenge, but it's also a creative challenge for me to just create new things. My base is ultra running, of course, and then I got into adventure racing like the Eco Challenges and so on and so forth. But the mountaineering, I touched upon that because that was a dream of mine since I was 5 years old to climb Mount Everest. So I don't want to say, you know, it was something that I wanted to tick off because, you know, I think that's disrespectful to the mountain. And I know that sounds kind of corny, but, you know, it's just kind of, you know, who I am. I just like to do things that are challenging and challenge myself. And lo and behold, that I find going outside brings me inside to what I'm made of, and I discover peacefulness also.
Very interesting. And can you just share your Everest experience real quickly? Because I've been seeing these shows where, I mean, it's hard enough just to get to base camp, and then you have to have everything go right, and the timing has to be perfect, and the storms come with no warning. And I saw this thing the other day where these guys were looked like they were going to have their window to make it, but there were some weekend warrior-type climbers who were blocking one of the ladders, and the timing just wasn't working out, and the base camp told them, look, you got to come back down now or you're going to die. I mean, what was that like for you with the timing and everything having to go just right?
Well, I climbed with Russians from the north side. The Russian or the north side is a little bit more technical, and literally the camps were so, we just had one camp, and so we had to draw straws, and we were just outside of a good weather window. However, so when we started out on that morning, summit morning, you know, here we are at 27,000 feet, and I climbed with another person. His name was David D'Angelo, and we just had a very narrow window, and it was storming. There was 30-mile-an-hour winds. There was another group of Italians that were just in front of us, and because the weather was so bad, it was supposed to clear up, supposedly. It was so bad that nobody from the south or the north side got out of their tents except us two climbing groups, the Italians and us. So there were six of us on the mountain total. We got up to the top. The window opened up. We had about an hour of good weather where the sun actually came through, And then on the way down, it started dumping snow, and we had 6 feet. But, you know, I had a good experience. Of course, I'd had a lot of experience with the eco challenges, you know, doing rope work, traveling with crampons, so on and so forth. The altitude was the most technical, difficult part of it. But, you know, when I got to the top, Rick, what I felt was just extreme gratitude for about 20, 30 minutes that we spent up there. And then it got to be just a little bit creepy. I mean, you're thinking to yourself, because you pass bodies on the way up and some of them are still clipped to the rope. Six died that year when I was going up, so before me. So it's kind of a creepy place, but you really have to keep your wits about you more than anything and just be confident that you can succeed in what you put your mind to. And if something happens that is out of your control, you know, take, for instance, the weather comes in, you've just got to be smart. You know, what's more valuable, getting to the top or saving your own life?
That's absolutely amazing. And, you know, you've run across the Gobi Desert. You've run through jungles in Fiji, and it reminds me of the Bill Bryson line that he said he once ran through a spider web so big that it was more like someone throwing a net on him. Have you ever had any problems with or perilous situations with any critters in your travels?
You know, not so much. Out in Death Valley, I've run into, you know, scorpions and things like that. I did a circumnavigation where we dug caches and we were totally self-sufficient and went around Death Valley. There were scorpions there, although they didn't bother us unless, you know, you get them in your sleeping bag or they crawl in your shoe or something like that. But we've been pretty fortunate. Nothing, you know, and we've been paddling out on the open seas and things during the eco challenges. There's been spiders and snakes and things, but, you know, if you pay attention, most of the time they're more afraid of you than you are of them. So, you know, nothing that out of the ordinary, I suppose, besides the fact that we just saw a lot of, you know, very different animals in different places.
Okay, very cool. Finally, both feet on the ground, reflections from the outside. I know you've done so many speaking engagements and try to take what you have learned and persevered through and your experience and put it into the, not just the corporate world, but into the everyday world. And we really need advice like this in these times when people are cooped up and losing their minds. So what will this book bring to the everyman?
Well, I think hopefully it will motivate them to not be afraid of going outside, trying something different, to persevere through whatever it is that they challenge that they face, but mostly to get out there and find an inner peace by going outside, getting out on the trails and so on and so forth. And I do realize that you have to be safe, of course, you know, by wearing masks and so on and so forth, but you know, it's very important to pay attention to that. But you can get out on the city streets and maintain a distance and do things like that. But all you have to do is get outside, even for, you know, 15 minutes to 30 minutes, and it'll give you a peace and retain your sanity.
Want to make sure that everybody checks out Marshall Ulrich's new book. Go to marshallulrich.com. But, of course, big hit with his first book, Running on Empty. This one is called Both Feet on the Ground, Reflections from the Outside, from DNA Books. Marshall, congratulations on another great book, and hopefully we'll catch up down the road, my man.
Okay. Thank you, Rick. I appreciate you having me on the show.
All right. Good stuff. Open Lines next. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline.